Are you in charge or in control? I'm sure most of us have experience working with great leaders, as well as very difficult leaders at some point in time. I believe that organizational leaders and managers have the responsibility to not only facilitate output, which is sales and increased revenue and outreach goals and volunteer engagement and such, but also have the privilege of creating momentum within their team or organization by engaging and empowering up-and-coming leaders around them. And a key catalyst for growth and momentum is the manner in which a leader thinks, communicates, and responds both verbally and non-verbally within their role. These factors contribute to an individual's ability to be in charge without being in control in their style of leadership. I'd love to tell you a story that illustrates this point. It was an early Sunday morning in September a few years ago, and I was sitting in the airport awaiting my flight to Nashville. And just like I do every time I go to the airport, as soon as I got to my gate, I immediately searched for the nearest power outlet where I could plug in my iPad and sit comfortably while waiting to board the flight. Unfortunately, the gate area was really crowded, so I nestled in between a group of businessmen trying to make the best of the situation. I was just trying to enjoy my movie. But before I could get my headphones on, I caught myself listening in on one man's very boisterous conversation with a colleague seated to his right. He wasn't mad. He wasn't even yelling. He was really, though, quite definitive. Very quick to respond without listening. Very sure about his perspective. I want you to do this. This is how it's going to be. And to be honest, very condescending in his tone of voice. Quickly glancing in his direction, I noticed his colleague's countenance dripping with humiliation. Without much more interest than observing his awkward means of communication, I filed the experience away in my mind. See, it wasn't 5 minutes later, though, that I overheard another man's conversation with a team member who was seated directly across from him. And the subject matter of their conversation was ironically similar to the one I had just witnessed. But the tone of this conversation was strikingly different, however. See, though the man was obviously in management, he wasn't rushed in his comments at all. He listened patiently and in almost choreographed form responded in a way that appeared to really connect with the associate. His nonverbal cues complemented his words with sincerity and passion, and after a few minutes, he smiled and the conversation ended. Observing the second conversation really confirms something for me. Not all managers are leaders. And to be a great leader, you don't necessarily have to be in management. It's my conviction that true leadership is defined by the ability to influence, to train, and add value to others through strategically communicating vision and by creating an environment and a growth track in which team members can flourish. I believe that people are an organization's greatest asset, and as such, must be empowered and positioned to be their best, to best serve the organization's goals. Two different people, two similar situations, two very different approaches. Once we were in flight, I couldn't stop thinking about the contrast in communication between the men. The morning's event led me to recall my own experience working with people, coaching managers in organizations, and training team leaders in volunteer groups. Almost immediately, I made a connection between the sum of my past experiences and the airport scene. One leader was confident that being in charge afforded him the opportunity to add value to his associate, while the other was adamant about being in control and exerting his authority, probably out of insecurity, at any cost. From my experience, here are 8 qualities common to the in-charge leader and the in-control leader. The in-charge leader is a macro manager. He or she creates a culture of trust where team members are empowered to be productive without being overly scrutinized. The in-charge leader is empowering. The team is equipped to be contributors to the overall vision of the organization. The in-charge leader practices discreet, professional communication both verbally and non-verbally. The In Charge leader is motivated to create a thriving, healthy team culture, one that gives and receives feedback well within the organization. The In Charge leader is a seeker of truth and is open-minded. The In Charge leader is flexible and creates an environment where research and development and learning and growing is celebrated. The In Charge leader listens first, thinks next, and speaks last. The In Charge leader avoids strong-arm talk, which undermines healthy relational communication and boundaries. On the flip side, the in-control leader is a micromanager. He or she is perceived as one who constantly looks over the shoulders of the team members. He or she is often overly critical, demeaning, and controlling. The in-control leader is disempowering. Team members become order takers, yes men, and doers instead of valuable contributors to a vision. The in-control leader uses controlling communication, both verbally and non-verbally, to assert his or her authority. The in-control leader is motivated by a political atmosphere where polling and rallying others creates unwarranted leverage for the leader's perspective, opinion, or directive to be made known and carry weight. And it's dysfunctional. The in-control leader is most concerned about being right and is consequently very narrow-minded. The in-control leader is arguably the most insecure person on their team. The in-control leader is rigid, things have to be a certain way, and creates an environment where team members walk on eggshells for fear of humiliation or punishment. The in-control leader partially listens and is quick to give his or her opinion without the regard of others. And the in-control leader uses strong-arm talk in his or her communication. If you've worked with a difficult in-control leader, rest assured that some of the greatest takeaway lessons you've ever learned in your own development as a leader came from your interaction with that individual. My friends, here's the question. What has your experience been with either type of leader, and how are you making choices today to grow, to become the best leader you're capable of becoming?